Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Sunday Morning Podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service, but first, a quick announcement. Our Sunday worship service schedule has changed. We will be having our faith and ministry classes between 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Sunday school will be from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., followed by intercessory prayer from 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 a.m. So come out, bring someone, and be blessed. This morning's service topic is The Wrong Association Will Separate You from God's Presence, Part 1 by Bishop Jack Barnett. The scriptures for the text were John 10:10, Luke 10:19, Isaiah 59:2, Romans 4:19 through 21, Revelations 12:12, Genesis 3:1, Ephesians 4:2, James 4:7, 2 Corinthians 10:5, and Proverbs 13:20. If you missed any of those scriptures, please go to our website at www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org and review this message. The focus of this morning's message is, we cannot defeat the devil in our own strength, but through the power of God. The devil uses four major snares against us, being debate, division, doubt, and deception. The devil constantly strategizes on how to attack the believer. All sins offend our holy God. Many spirits may speak to us, but we should know the voice of the Lord. How can we walk with God if we do not know what he is saying to us? Be careful who you choose to befriend. Their sin may cause the devil to use them against you. Now, let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled, The Wrong Association Will Separate You from God's Presence, Part 1.
The wrong association will separate you from God's presence. The wrong association will separate you from God's presence. I want you to really think about that. The wrong association will separate you from God's presence. We have to realize that the moment we are saved, born again, and God has given us gifts and talent, the devil has worked out a plan to try to stop you from reaching that goal that God has for you. If it's teaching, if it's preaching, if it's anything that's to do within the church, the devil's job is to stop you and to hinder you. And so I want you to really listen to this message today, because God, in other words, gave me some different nuggets to add to that. See, the devil has a strategy against us to stop us, and he studied each and every one of us individually, and that goal is to stop you. We got to be aware of the strategy that the devil is using against us, and sometimes we're not aware, because we don't move by the spirit, we move by our soul, we move by our own understanding. And so therefore, you cannot really, because you cannot, see the bottom line, when are we going to realize that your soul don't know how much faith you have in your spirit? It does not. Because God does not speak to the spirit. Speak to your soul, period. The devil speaks to your soul. And see, the thing is, we don't know the difference between the soul. Some of us don't know the difference between the soul or the spirit. You don't know the difference. In other words, you don't know the voices that are speaking to you. Why? Because you haven't really spent time in the Word of God. Because the Bible says that my sheep know my voice and others he will not follow. Do you know his voice? Because if you don't study the Word of God, you won't know his voice. Period. Now the Bible says that the devil can transform himself as an angel of light, so he can change his voice. But see, you got to know the difference. You got to know the difference. The thing is, some of us have been separated from God's presence, don't even know it. By words you saying, by the association that you've been hanging around with, period. And you had no idea, period. You're wondering why. No, you don't even wonder why. You don't even think about it. Because some of us are so accustomed to saying everything out of our mouth anyway. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Amen, period. But we said different things that it's not according to the Word of God, and it moves us from the presence of God. Why? Because the words that we speak is no life. St. John 10:10. Okay, let us read this, please. But to and have it. Now we know about the thief. Now, we may know about it, but we don't know some of his trickery or his device, but we're going to talk about it today. Amen? And that will help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that he might have life and have it more abundantly. See, God wants you to have abundant life. How can I have abundant life? It's with the Word of God. The only way to have abundant life is through the Word of God. Now, you got to stop listening to the news, amen, because they tell you, you know, you can have abundant life if you buy lottery tickets. You can have abundant life if you go down to the casino, but it didn't say nothing about you losing your money, amen, because you don't win every day, but you lose all the time, amen, and that's another trick of the devil, too, to take your money, amen, and see, you have to realize that the government got wise to people years and years ago because there was no lottery ticket. There was the numbers. See, people made money on numbers, having a dream. I had a dream, period. I dream about a bird, 632. Hey, praise God. Amen. So they put 10 cents on 632 or $2 on 632. Period. They did that. And they realized that they made a whole lot of money. So they came up with the lottery to stop that. Amen. So now people, when I say stretch that, believers, what they do is they go out in the war in the West Bloomfield to buy their lottery tickets because they feel like don't nobody know them out there. But God see everything. I say the Lord see everything. And that's another strategy from the devil to get your money. Period. You gotta look how the devil is, how he schemes to make you broke. And we still can't see it. The devil and his demons never give up on pursuit of us. On his pursuit of us. The devil and his demons never give up on his pursuit of us. In other words, he don't rest. He don't get tired. In other words, his primary goal is to stop you, to hinder you. And I want you to look at that. That's his job. Period. Why is it so hard for us to stay on our job? Why is it so hard for us to stay on our job? Period. The devil has a plan of attack for us daily. While you sleep and he thinking about attacking you. And how he attack you. And he attacks your soulish realm, your mind. He deals with your thoughts. When you wake up in the morning, I don't feel good. I think I'll stay home. How many times people say that? I ain't saying no name. I ain't gonna step on no toes today. But thank you very much. The devil is organized. And I want you to think. Now, I want you all to listen to what I'm saying before you even come to any type of conclusion. But I just want you to listen. Because when I finish this, it's going to tell you we win. Amen? It's going to tell you we win anyway. You see, but again, I still want you just to listen to the strategy that the devil has and he uses against us, because again, though, again, he is very clever. He's conniving and he's crafty, period. And our biggest problem is that we don't know about his devices. We don't. Now, how can we know about his devices? By studying the Word of God, and God can give us the discerning of spirits. There's no if, and, buts about that. Praise God. Amen. The devil is organized. The devil is invisible. The devil is 100% evil. 100% evil. Period. And I want you to think about that. We cannot defeat the devil in our own strength. So don't even try. If you try to defeat the devil on your own strength, it will kill you. He will kill you. Amen? You cannot defeat the devil in your own might, in your own strength. Amen. You just cannot. Why? Because the devil is a spirit and he has power. And some of y'all don't think that he has power. He has power and authority also. The devil, all right, set three big snares against us. And I want you all to hear these. The devil sets three big snares against us. Number one, debate. Number two, division. Number three, doubt. I did say three, didn't I? But it's four, I'm sorry. Okay, number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? Number four is deception. That's what he used against us. Debate, division, doubt, and deception. And he's good at that. He's good in debating. Some of us debate. Was I called? Was I chosen? Was I anointed? Division. Always starting something in the church. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Period. And he uses people. Doubt. Amen. We doubt the word. Doubt the doubt, but don't doubt the word. Amen. Praise God. And deception. And that's a big one. Period. Deception. Pastor Ernestine, what is deception? What is that? It's to, what is that? Period. In other words, it's a lie. It's a deception. And say, and break it, and see, the bottom line, it's just a lie. And see, and the devil used deception on Eve. And that's when it started off, with Eve. Period. And he's using deception right now. Period. The only way that you can get rich or have prosperity is to gamble. See, that's a deception. That's a lie. Amen? That's a lie. When are we going to realize? The Bible says that the thief come up with a steal, kill, and destroy. God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Then you back it up in the book of Joshua. He said, if you study, if you meditate on my words day and night, you'll prosper, and you will prosper and have good success. Oh, come on now. And he said so. If I meditate day and night, he said, you're going to prosper and have good success. So look at the devil. That's a deception. Period. Amen. And see, again, we back up. The Bible says that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, the bottom line, if they didn't know the scriptures, they're going to believe what the devil says. God's people are destroyed because they don't know him. You don't know how come that you might have life. It's life on the other side of 8 Mile Road. You don't have to spend all your life in this city to join. I got something better for you. But the bottom line is, if you didn't know that, you see, we was raised up. The only place that we went was a child was Belle Isle. Didn't know nothing about Cedar Point until I got older. Amen? And I never knew it. We have never knew about SeaWorld. What's the SeaWorld? You never knew about no SeaWorld. Because why? No one never took us out. It's just Belle Isle. Belle Isle. Belial. Amen. You got to look at that. And then when we got older, we stopped swimming in Belial. Let's go to Luke 10:19. Let's read that, please. Behold, he says nothing. So we got power over everything, over all the demons, the principality, powers, air, river, don't make no difference. We got power over the devil. Amen. The Lord has given all believers spiritual authority over the devil and his demons in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. But the key is, you have to realize that that demon and the devil is invisible. And when he attacks, you can't see him. So you have to rely on the Holy Spirit to perceive that the presence of the devil is around us. And that, and see, the thing is, the devil also deals, again, with fiery darts. He deals with sending thoughts to your soulish realm, to your mind. And we take those thoughts and we run with them, other than casting down imaginations. Imaginations is thoughts. We don't cast them down. In other words, we chew on them. I think you should do this, and I think you should do that. And I think, but again, though, it's not according to the will of God. See, the devil shoots these fiery darts to our soul. Instead of us casting it down, we chew on them. We chew them over and over. Now, if those thoughts are not the word of God, and you got, and in other words, you got to think about that. If a thought comes to you, the first thing you got to say, be swifter, slower. Come on, somebody. In other words, you got to hear what that spirit is trying to tell you to do. A good portion of time, we do it. We do it. And then once we do it, we find out that's not it. We made a mistake. But anytime that you make a mistake, you got to pay for that mistake. And sometimes it's big, and sometimes it's small. The wrong association will separate you from God's presence. The wrong association will separate you from God's presence. In other words, see, the thing is, some of us think that I'm saved and I can still hang around with unsaved folk. I mean, they can't do nothing to me because I've been there. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of God's might. But you're totally wrong. See, any time that you think that you can hang around with unsaved folks, you already been deceived. You already been bamboozled. You already been tricked. You already been fooled. Amen? Because that's what he wants. I want to get you. I want to get you, and I want to destroy you, and he'll do just that. Amen? Isaiah 59:2. Let's read that. And your sins, you know, the Bible said faith cometh by and hearing by. I believe we need to read that again, but just let's read it slow because that got to get in your spirit. Let's read that. He says, but your iniquity, your weakness, your sin, your weakness, but your weakness. But your iniquity have what? Between and your. I want you to realize one thing. Sin offends our holy God. Sin offends the Holy Spirit and separate us from him. God is a holy God, and he cannot be a part of no sin. It's a separation. Amen. Just like when, see these old, I mean, thank you. These telephones now, you can get anything on those phones. You can see anything on those phones. Amen. And those phones separate you from the presence of God. If you tune into the wrong what? Yeah, that's right. It said apps, period. So the bottom line is same thing about television. Amen. I was looking at television the other day, and I had a channel. The Holy Spirit said, I just kept right on switching. I kept right on switching. See, the thing is, you can't give place to the devil. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. See, when you give place to the devil, that's when you are bamboozled. You are captured. He captured you by giving place. I can't hear nobody. Amen. Sin offends the Holy Spirit. It offends him. Why? Because we're serving a holy God. Have you confessed your sin to the Lord? Allowing God to remove it? See, some of us, we say so much stuff, we tend to forget, and the devil know that. And that's some of us, you are bound up right now with stuff that you've been saying, and God really can't bless you until you repent. You know, for known and unknown sins that come out of your mouth. And see, we talk about fornications and adultery, but it's these little foxes that spoil the vine. It's what you say. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Are you speaking death over yourself? Are you speaking life over yourself? See, the thing is, when are we going to realize that we're going to start saying, well, God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Look at your house. Look at your car. Is that the best? If no, I said, well, then God, show me how to get the best. And he'll show you. But then when God show you, you can't procrastinate. Procrastinating is sin. Be not weary in, because in due season, you shall weep if you faint not. See, when God tells you to move, it's time to move. And see, the bottom line is faith is believing in something that you can't see. But when God tell you, you got to see, God is not going to ever give you a clear picture. I'm going to give you a picture, but I'm not going to give you a clear picture. You're going to have to trust me. Now, when I speak to your spirit and tell you to make a step, I may not see it. But you told me to, and I know your voice, I'm going to step. Abraham, you got to realize, when he told him to move from that cushion he had into a desert that he ain't never been before, he didn't question God. He moved. What about you? Romans chapter 4. Romans 4:19. Let's read that, please. Stop right there. Did you hear what he said? And be not what? And being not weak in faith. So the bottom line, you mean tell me you can be weak in faith? Yes. The reason why you can be weak in faith is because you have not been studying. And again, but most of all, faith cometh by. And hearing by. You ain't been hearing no faith. So what you been listening to in order to have weak in faith? What are you listening to? Anytime you wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm just so tired. I just don't know what I'm just so tired. It's just too much on me. Where is that in the book? Where is that in the book? You saying things that's not in the book. Those are idle words. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's what we're supposed to be saying. In other words, we don't supposed to be mimicking the world or mimicking things that's no life. We're supposed to mimic our Father. Whatever he said, we say. How can you walk in unity with God if we don't say what God says? I don't understand that. You can't. Amen? Let's read that one more again. Back it up. Let's read. Uh-huh. Now, when he... Faith is believing what you can't see, but you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Faith is that, and then I don't care what the doctor says. It don't matter. I know the doctor who made the doctor, and he lives in me. And if God says I'm healed, then I'm healed. Then that's what we gotta stand on. In other words, you gotta see what Abraham is saying. Let's read that again, because I don't think we got that. Read that again. He, now, now see the bottom line, you got to realize that who made the anatomy? God did. Who has power? God has. All knowing, all seeing, everywhere the same place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't you think he knew about this anatomy? I'm 100 years old and the world say, you can't make no child. God said, I made you. You see, man was made out of what? When God said, let it be, that man was. So don't you think everything in a man that God knows? And you going to tell me because you're 100 years old, you can't? You got 59 years old and 60 year old woman now is having babies. Almost 7 years old having a child. So is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? So stop putting yourself in a box. God ain't said nothing about your paycheck. It has nothing to do with your paycheck. It has to do with your belief. It has to do with your belief. Look, when are we going to wake up and see that? He said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. Just trust me, and I'll move you from point A to point B. And that's just the start. All you got to do is trust me. All you got to do is believe me. All you got to do is obey me. Come on, somebody, and stop leaning to your... Now, if you satisfied for where you are, then that's fine. Well, I'm not satisfied. Because God got something more for you. God got something better. You may start off with a Volkswagen. But God said, I got a Cadillac for you. Amen. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that you don't let that move you. I'm going to wait on God. Just don't think that, I mean, God, I'm believing you for a cat. No. See, God give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. First things first. Why would you get a Cadillac if you ain't got a house? You got three people in the church and you go buy a Cadillac for $80,000. You ain't got but three people. The devil is a liar. That just don't make no sense. See, God does things decent and in order. Everything in the kingdom is in order. Because see, once we get to the kingdom, we're not gonna want anything. Our paradise is right here. Because the moment that we close our eyes, once we get up there, it's a done deal. Everything is waiting for us. The Bible says to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Come on, somebody, amen. So once we get there, we ain't gonna look. We love barbecue. We love chicken. Ain't no more barbecue. Ain't no more chicken. You ain't gonna be eating no more bird up there. Oh no, ain't gonna eat no more meat up there. No, sir. And you not even. And see, the beautiful part about it, you ain't even gonna think about eating it. The reason why we eat meat is because of the fall. We'll be talking to the animals, sitting with the animals. Amen. We'll be talking to each other. How you doing? Just fine. Thank you. You know, he ain't trying to eat you. Praise God. This is our paradise. I come that you might have life. I want you to have the abundance right here. I want you to enjoy yourself. Because once you get to heaven, it's going to be a super joy. Amen? It's going to be a super joy. I'm going to have a brand new body that will never, ever, 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 never grow old. Ain't going to have no light bills. Ain't going to have no doors. Ain't going to have no policemen. Ain't going to have no firemen. Ain't going to have no stone. Oh, come on, somebody. You will be in perfect peace. 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. Through, but, given. Okay, the bottom line, why are we staggering? Thank God. Why? Because now, our dear brother taught a beautiful message this morning. Now, we got to take heed to that. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to stagger over nothing of the promises of God. All we got to do is praise him and just wait on him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their spirit, shall mount up their wings and eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm going to wait on God, but while I'm waiting, I'm giving him some praise. While I'm waiting, I'm thanking him. And then while you're doing this, then he's steady bringing it to you. I'm going to bless you coming in. I'm going to bless you going out. In other words, you'll be a walking blessing. Everybody say favor. It just ain't fair, but it's just favor. Next verse. Thank you. Being fully persuaded. Being fully persuaded. Why am I fully persuaded? Because the word of God. The word of God. I just believe God. And see, God is not a man that he should lie. I am fully persuaded. Because if God said it, he'll do it. And that's it. Now it's up to us to believe it. When are we going to take my paycheck? Amen. I'm going to pay my tithes and offering. And then God says, I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. So God said, now you just praise me and thank me. And I praise me and thank me for that new house that you're going to get and about your paycheck. Thank me and praise me for that new car that you're going to get without your paycheck. I'm going to make a way out of it. I'm going to show you that I am that I am. If I did it for him, I'm going to do it for you. If God did it for Job, I'd do it for you. And Job was a supernatural. When the devil killed all his kids, praise God, God brought them all back. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm the same today as I was yesterday and forevermore. If I did it for Job, I'm going to do it for you. If I did it for Abraham, I'm going to do it for you. If I did it for Daniel, I'm going to do it for you. If I did it for God, if I did it for more, I'm going to do it for you. I'm the same. I don't change. I don't change with the time. See, what we do, we don't believe God. We don't trust God. We don't stand on the word. We stand on things. God said, I want you to stand on things. I want you to stand with me. I want you to walk in unity. I want you to talk in unity. I want you to hold fast to the confession of your faith without even moving, without wavering. Come on, somebody. If I said it, I'll do it. Even in your sickbed, God said, just hold on to me. I'm going to show you. I said, God is a good God. I said, God is a good God.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's the word.